Our coverage of local county economies continues today. Yesterday, we looked at economic opportunity in Carroll County. In today's Newsmaker, we have a report on Sheraton County. Here's KMZU's Joellen Black.
This morning, we continue our discussion with David Gaines, Managing Director of the Goldstone Consulting Group, who also partners with the Sheraton County Community Economic Development Corporation. Their hope is to position Sheraton County to grow in years to come.
We've seen just recently that the Orsland Farm and Home folks have made a new investment in Salisbury in a new prototype store that will be opening sometime around the Thanksgiving holiday. They're finishing up the touches on the construction process and beginning to move inventory. So that's exciting because it's a bigger, newer type of store for Salisbury from Orsland Farm and Home. We've also seen some significant investment from the agricultural side with some of the farm supply companies, resulting in the addition not only of new dollars in the community, but new employment in the community as well. As most folks know here in this part of Missouri, agriculture drives the local economy. It's the number one industry in the state.
So Sheraton County is about 8,000 people, correct?
Yes, about 8,000 people, one of the largest geographical counties in the area. Early in 2019, when this region experienced flooding along the Missouri and the Grand Rivers, Brunswick took the brunt of it for Sheraton County. They've begun to rebound and see some new investment in some retail stores, and there's some plans underway for downtown revitalization. As those things start to mature, we'll see some new life in Brunswick, which is very exciting.
What other investments are you seeing?
Railroad, North Fork and Southern, we have that main east-west railroad. Those folks are beginning to make new investment in upgrading tracks and services, partially because of the damage to the flood, but we'll see some new investment as they continue to upgrade. And we've also seen the repaving of Highway 24 from DeWitt all the way over to the eastern side of the county and the replacement of multiple bridges along that route, including the one in Keatsville, which was a major bottleneck in that region for quite some time. So we've seen those infrastructure upgrades that are putting the county in an excellent position for future business growth going forward.
And what are you hearing from other economic development groups in the state?
Most of us know each other and have similar issues, such as the North and the South, that are rurals. St. Louis, Springfield, Columbia, Kansas City have a little bit different issues than the folks in Chillicothe and Marshall and Carrollton and Brunswick and Moberly. But we get together and we talk about those things. And one of those is access to broadband internet. We've had that conversation for years, but in the spring of 2020, you really saw how important it was when our schools needed to rely on that and continue to rely on that to be able to provide educational opportunities to our young folks when they have to work from a remote standpoint because of the public health issue.
They got a lot of money from the CARES Act funding to do broadband and Chromebooks, things of that nature.
And that will play a long-term benefit. We're also beginning to see, because of that broadband access to fiber to the homes, we're seeing folks who are beginning to want to come back to the community because now they can work from home. And as long as they have cell phone and internet connection, home can be anywhere. And so as we continue to help our telecommunication partners spread internet access to the home, it improves our opportunity for economic growth throughout all of the communities.
Well, you know, the state approved it quite a few years ago, but it didn't fund it, or it inadequately underfunded it. Are they looking at electric co-ops, telephone co-ops to do this job?
The great thing about the telephone co-ops and the electric co-ops in the rural areas, they have long been very good partners in the community in a variety of different ways. But they also have the infrastructure that goes straight to the house.
Anything else you want to talk about Sheraton County?
Sheraton County is really positioned to do well in the long term. One of the things that helps Sheraton County stand out is its access to resources. It's where the publicly owned utilities and the co-ops interconnect the electric grid. There is multiple gas and petroleum pipelines that run through the area. With the investment of fiber optic in the community, these resources that folks need to use in their daily life or businesses need to rely upon to be able to do business not only throughout Missouri and our region, but on a global basis, this part of the country becomes much more attractive from a cost standpoint, from a labor quality standpoint, when you have the infrastructure and the resources available to them.
To learn more about Sheridan County Community Economic Development, go to SheridanCountyED.com. For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.
Don't forget to tune in every weekday morning around 7:25 for the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Nick Sadowski.